The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the now iconic theme music to The West Wing. We've been listening to it for 25 years, a quarter of a century. Equally iconic, of course, in that show, the power couple, Ed and Larry. So iconic, it feels strange to speak to one without the other. Nevertheless, William Duffy is with me, who played Larry in The West Wing. William, you're very, very welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for having me.
So bring me back a quarter of a century ago to the genesis of all of this. At what point were you cast? At what point in the project?
At the very beginning, actually. I mean, we were in the pilot. So I actually originally auditioned for Sam Seaborn, believe it or not, the Rob Lowe part. But having Rob there, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to get this part. So I had known Aaron before that because I had done the national tour of A Few Good Men. And so he was familiar with my work and I was familiar with his dialogue and the rhythms of his dialogue. So he brought me in for this other role. He said, look, it's probably going to recur. And so I read it with a couple of people. I never actually read it with Peter. We actually never read it together. And basically we were cast and we weren't sure if the show was going to go or not, because you never know one way or the other. And then after a few episodes, we were like, I think this puppy's going to go. So that's how it all started, basically, with the Ed and Larry, or the Larry and Ed, whichever way you want to look at it, the duo.
Yeah, it's fun because it became kind of, one of the running jokes, but there was this confusion that persisted throughout the show amongst the other characters, which on occasion. It was great.
And even sometimes with the actors themselves, they couldn't figure out who they were. I mean, even if you ask some of them right now, they won't tell you which one was Ed and which was Larry. I mean, that was kind of the running joke, and that was on purpose by Aaron. I think our two characters, as he has said, you know, we represented about 50 different people in the West Wing, just the two of us, but that was our representation. And that was actually great for Peter and I, you know, because we weren't tied to one character. If you notice from the show, you know, we work with just about everybody. We'll work sometimes with CJ, sometimes with the president, sometimes with Josh, sometimes with Toby, et cetera, et cetera. And that allowed us to really just, you know, flow throughout the show in many different ways. And that was great.
I often wonder on the set of a show like this that becomes something of a cultural phenomenon, to what degree does that infuse the daily work? Or is it just another job while you're doing it?
No, this was a different job than any job I've ever had before. Reasons. One was just the ensemble of the cast and knowing how to work with Aaron's dialogue as an ensemble. Because, I mean, Aaron writes sort of a symphony, if you look at it that way, where we're each different instruments in the concert itself, and we each have our own different role. But I think what also made this so much different was the brilliance of the writers and or the researchers and technical advisors, is that sometimes we would be reading reading the episode about something we're going to talk about in the show. And then by the time it aired, that incident actually has happened. And so it was always fascinating to see whether that we were like a precursor to something was going to happen or something that did happen. So it's very different than any other show I've ever worked on, as far as with the storylines and how it affects culture itself, and just how especially how it blew up, you know, as far as like culture and the people who love this show. It's just amazing that it still happens.
Yeah, would you believe last week we were speaking to some of the cast from ER because they were marking their 30th anniversary. And I think you were in an episode of ER, were you?
I was never. No, wait, ER, was I? Oh, my God. No, I never did ER. I did some voice work for ER.
Oh, was that it?
Yes.
So where do I hear your voice in ER?
Oh, I did like background voice because there's other ways. There's so many different ways to make money in this business. But one of the talents that is a great thing is it's called ADR, which is the background voice. So sometimes you'll hear over the speaker that they need a doctor in a certain room, or when they're doing an operation, you'll hear background of like, you know, blood pressure is this or that. that's some people have to do that voice. So I'll come in and sometimes do that voice, or I did come in sometimes and do that voice for ER.
I got to dig into the ER archives and find out exactly where and when that appears, so I can turn to my wife and say, "You know, that's Larry from The West Wing, who just said that that patient is coding."
Yes, it's so funny because now, if you look at some of my credits, you'll see sometimes I'm just a voice credited on The West Wing, because sometimes I would do that for The West Wing in the very beginning. And then the producers came back and said, no, you can't have him do voice work behind because his voice is recognizable as Larry. And now we have his voice coming in from somewhere else. So I had to stop doing that as far as that voice work as well. So
why do you suspect, and I know this is kind of maybe a difficult question to answer, but why do you suspect it has proven to be so popular? You know, it's one of those shows that people, they go back and watch, you know, the box set, as we still call it, although younger listeners won't know what I'm talking about when I say a box set, you know what I mean? But the box set, people keep going back to it.
My opinion only is that the show is somewhat timeless because it's a great show as far as the rhythms, the acting, and the stories themselves. So that's one area. But I think even when the show was put on, I mean, I'm not saying this for the first time. Aaron has said it himself. It's kind of a love letter to public service, meaning that, you know, this is kind of what our government could actually look like if we all work together, you know, where we are. There's differences in Republican and Democrat, obviously, in the U.S. And, you know, the administration under Bartlet was, you know, obviously a Democratic versus Republican administration. But it was just listening to the other side. He always made the other side point somewhat valid, so you could see where I do see that point, but I think we could still go this way or maybe take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Whereas, you know, for those of you familiar with, you know, what's going on in the U.S. right now,
yeah,
our politics is very separated. And I think that's where you look at this as like, wow, this is what it actually could be. You know, it's not necessarily a utopia, but it is something where I think if we just work bipartisan, it could actually work like The West Wing worked.
William, listen, it's been a real, real pleasure to speak to you. Thanks a million.
Same here. Have a great evening.
Yeah, same to you. Listen, William Duffy, people will know him, as I say, as one half of the iconic Ed. And I said at the outset which one he was, but I'm not going to tell you now because that's part of the joke, isn't it? William, thank you again.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.